This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're living on the edge.
Back up that clip I was just playing of the president last night in his first address to Congress. And then I've got a stack of news articles. We played video clips in the last hour where they have Democrats going on TV saying they couldn't stand the fact that he was talking about America and having our own sovereignty and having our own borders and doing trade deals that are more equitable. I mean, that is unthinkable. America's here to be sold off by the parasite class. Nancy Pelosi, who again thinks George W. Bush is still the president. That's how entitled these people are. Well, it's just not going to continue on forever. Let's go back to that full clip.
Free nations are the best vehicle for expressing the will of the people, and America respects the right of all nations to chart their own path.
That's right. Free nation.
My job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America.
You know what? Hit pause. This is so simple, but so true, and so fundamental, and so powerful that they, all over the news, New York Times today, you name it, say this is bad. That's how dumb they think you are. That's how upside down they think we are. That he's saying the best way for people to express themselves and be free is through free nations, free, open, elected nations that have culture and have systems that bind them together. That's the best way to express human freedom instead of some foreign secret TPP UN world government where they admit they want to make us poor, dumb us down, and have a global government with forced inoculations and forced medical tyranny. That's all been announced by the Clintons and by Bill and Melinda Gates and all their foundations ripping people off and robbing Haiti and all the rest of it. And here comes Trump just saying total common sense, like drive on the right-hand side of the road. Put one foot in front of the other. Wash your hands before you eat. I mean, he's just saying total common sense. And they're going, this is horrible. Because what they're doing so horrible, they have to, again, invert reality. Well, guess what? We're not living in upside down land anymore, okay? Let's go back to the present. Now, I want to play it again. I want to play the entire clip because it's so powerful.
We expect our partners, whether in NATO, the Middle East, or in the Pacific, to take a direct and meaningful role in both strategic and military operations and pay their fair share of the cost. Have to do that. We will respect historic institutions, but we will respect the foreign rights of all nations, and they have to respect our rights as a nation also. Free nations are the best vehicle for expressing the will of the people, and America respects the right of all nations to chart their own path. My job is not to represent the world. My job is to represent the United States of America.
All right, we're going to come back with Trump's nominee for the ambassadorship for the European Union. That is probably the second most important ambassadorship, some could argue, with the big crack up of the EU taking place, the most important ambassadorship. And he's definitely got the credentials in the background to do it. But an unprecedented move, they don't want him. They're saying they may veto. That's like kicking somebody's ambassador out before you have a war with them. Because right now the EU is totally run by Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan, and they are looting it seven ways from Sunday. The vampires are having their will right now. The last thing they want is some whippersnapper in there that might want to have those people be free. We'll be back as the global revolution against tyranny accelerates.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Is your child's school not lining up with your family values? Consider Freedom Project Academy, a fully accredited Judeo-Christian live online school for kindergarten through high school. Freedom Project Academy provides live online classes, 24/7 access to recordings, assignments, grades, and even tutoring. Take a look at Freedom Project Academy online and request your free information packet today. Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Set a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Come on.
Welcome back. We're now into the second hour. Coming up, we're going to play more of the historic address of Congress last night with President Trump. The mainstream media is just totally freaked out that he said that we will actually have America first and we'll negotiate deals that are best for the country. They just say this is horrible. We're going to play clips of that. This is becoming really bizarre. But again, they're trying to make just normal business, normal common sense seem weird because handing all our sovereignty over to multinational unelected institutions is what's actually crazy. Now, to the bottom of the hour, I can't go over his whole bio, it would take 30 minutes. Ted Malik of TedMalik.com joins us. I can't go over his whole pedigree of the major institutions he's run or where he's a professor or all the things that he's been involved in. He's also been a high-ranking official on the UN Economic Commission for Europe and president of the CNN World Economic Development Congress, you know, Davos, the whole nine yards. And I appreciate him coming on. I mean, here are the headlines out of the Washington Post, Breitbart, New York Post. Why Europe fears this great U.S. ambassador is the headline. So they're battling. Here's another headline. European Parliament battles nomination of Ted Malik as U.S. ambassador. So they're saying don't nominate him, Trump, even though that's who they've said they want to nominate. Because if you do that, we're going to veto it, which, again, is unprecedented. And, of course, I've seen Ted Malik all over TV for years. I mean, he comes off as very diplomatic. I mean, sounds like a perfect choice. If you went over his whole bio here, he's already been accepted into all these groups. They know who he is. Says suave and distinguished. He's a professor, respected British business school, former Oxford visiting fellow, Yale professor. He's written 14 books as high-ranking official of the UN Economic Commission. And it just goes on and on. I can't read the whole bio. So why does Trump want him? Why are they trying to block it? I think talking to the man himself, we can find out. His longtime friend, Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's also joining us via Skype, can pop in. Ted, thanks for coming on. What's going on here?
Alex, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I last saw you at the inauguration when we were celebrating President Trump's arrival on the Washington scene. And last night, of course, as you've just shown in your clip, he said he's going to be president of the United States and not president of the world. The reason that I think raised such a controversy in Europe is certainly not because of my educational pedigree or my dialogical skills. It's because I represent the worldview and the thinking of Donald Trump in Europe, and they actually hate and detest everything he is, stands for, and has said, because he's turning the whole world over. And he's changing their globalist outlook and forcing the world back into a state-centric system.
Now I know that that's something you've talked about and promoted quite a lot. I mean, let's get into your particular view of where the world currently is and where this battle to get you into that position is going.
Well, I have not yet been nominated by the president. I have interviewed with the transition team, and I was told I was favorably disposed to be put forward in such a position. Certainly it's leaked. I've been on television talking about the EU and about Trump. You know, I was involved in the campaign. I wrote a book about Trump's path to victory. So I've been all over both the British press and the European press, and that's frankly because very few people in Europe expected Trump to win, had any knowledge of what he was thinking, what kinds of policies he might enact. They frankly didn't have anybody else to turn to, so there are only a handful of us, frankly, in Europe that have any sensibility about what Trump represents. So I have had, I would say, even overexposure in the last 8 weeks.
Absolutely. I've seen you all over TV. I don't even watch that much mainstream television. Well, looking at this, when you look at the New York Post, it's obviously pretty close to Trump. They act like you are the nominee. I understand you're not officially, but the way the EU sees it is they're like, hey, you're nominating him. You better not do it. We'll veto that. Can you explain how they have the, quote, power to do that? I mean, if you become who Trump wants to represent us and then that happens, then why wouldn't that be something that that they would accept?
Well, what the European Union and, frankly, other countries around the world want is not so much a U.S. ambassador to them who represents the U.S. point of view, or in this case, the view of the Trump administration. What they really want is someone who will represent their view back to the United States. In other words, one that becomes captive or nativist, and that takes their point of view. What they fear is that the Trump position and his view, which has been fairly clear in terms of Brexit and in terms of multilateralism and certainly supranational organizations, is not something that would be welcome in Brussels, where the European Union is headquartered, because they fear that the Union itself is coming apart. With the vote of the United Kingdom to leave that European Union, and with a number of elections coming up in any number of other European countries, and potentially a referenda on whether the country should either stay in the Eurozone and keep the euro as their currency, or even leave the European Union, they fear that their union is frankly in a position of, if not collapse, of derailment.
That's right. Even the French news agency yesterday called it a soft civil war. You've got Poland trying to pull out. Le Pen basically says she'll pull out of the EU or discipline it and actually make it serve national interest. You've got Geert Wilders in the lead in the Netherlands. You've got Italy, as you know, a month or so ago, saying we're not going to vote to have EU expansion. We're not going to accept an EU army marching in. The arrogance of the EU, this unelected body, saying, oh, you want to pull out countries? We're just going to dissolve your militaries and put them under our control. I mean, this, the arrogant, open conquest of this, and I know you're a leading expert on this, how would you break down, because you are a historian on these subjects, the place we are in the world where suddenly nationalism and self-determination is the avant-garde, it's exploding like wildfire, and it's having success, and now with Trump, mega success, you see obviously with what happened with Brexit, and then the system just becomes more arrogant and tells us we should live austerely while they live like kings. I mean, it's like Marie Antoinette. I know she didn't really say this, but, you know, let them eat cake, and then that became Bastille Day. It just seems almost like, you know, those that the gods would destroy, they would first make mad. So since you've been all over Europe, you know all these people, you're in the middle of it. What's really going on?
Well, I summed it up in an op-ed the other day when I said Davos man is dead. Now, whether he's literally dead or just dying, I think is a question of medical terminology. But this view that the global elites can run our countries, can run our lives, can run our cultures, most of them unelected, undemocratic, socialist in orientation, progressive in terms of ideology, some of them far to the left, not just socialist, but even further to the left, is frankly coming to a screeching halt. And that's happening in large part because the pendulum is now swinging in the opposite direction. The election of Donald Trump has signaled that with a megaphone. Of course, Brexit before it, Nigel Farage and the whole movement to leave Europe, was not supposed to be victorious. And it has actually now, I think, changed the course of modern European, maybe even global history. Because that pendulum, like the pencil that's falling off the table, has reached its tipping point. And a number of countries around the world are likely to follow suit.
You know, maybe we can pull that clip up briefly of when Brexit passed, and the next day Nigel Farage, leading the torch in Europe, obviously, I know you know him as well, says, you know, you laughed at me 15 years ago when I was first in this body. You're not laughing now, but they still laugh. And then Pelosi won't even stand up, you know, for the veterans. The Democrats sat down. They boo and get upset when Trump talks about America first. I mean, the disconnect of these people. In the same press conference, Pelosi thinks Bush is still president 8-plus years later. And then Maxine Waters gets up and says, well, Trump's helping Putin, who invaded Korea. She doesn't even say North or South Korea in their mistake. It's just la-la land. I've been around these people. I've talked to some of them. They really are so insulated that I guess I was wrong back when I thought it was more centralized and conspiratorial. It's more like just a bunch of corrupt people got in control. Special interests just come in. And it's almost worse than a conspiracy because it's like we just have no defense mechanism against these inept, horrible people that have sold us out for pennies on the dollar.
Well, you're talking about the Democratic Party
Yes.
in the United States, and it was quite observable last night when half the room was giving the president a deserved standing ovation for some, I think, very, very sincere words, both about the American military and about our military heroes, and also about some of the policies he wants to enact. And the other half of the room either sat on their hands or hissed him. So it's a very polarized situation. That situation is actually 10 times worse in Europe, where the political spectrum is certainly left of the United States, and where Donald Trump is held in the highest degree of contempt. I think it would interest you, Alex. I was on CNN before the election, and Becky Anderson's show. I do go on all these shows. I keep getting invited and go back, maybe to torture them as much as myself. But she asked me seriously. The question that she asked me was, don't you think the whole world should get to vote for the United States president.
Wow. I missed that. Wow, let's find that clip. What was the name of the clip? You remember on YouTube?
Well, it's Becky Anderson's show, State of the World, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, guys, Google it. State of the World. Everybody, everyone in the world should be able to vote for president. I'm going to find that. That is incredible. Glenn Beck. I don't want to sit here and bash Glenn Beck, sir, but Glenn Beck was on CNN last week, and he said, quote, it's scary that Trump and Bannon want nationalism and economic nationalism. I mean, that is so, again, there it is. I mean, what are they doing?
Well, I mean, Glenn Beck, I think, has been off his rocker for some time. But Steve Bannon is the genius behind this intellectually. He is the strategist. He talked about his three buckets that he's trying to work out of during CPAC the other day. That was very telltale, very constructive. And certainly Donald Trump has taken that course and he argues very forcefully, frankly, as Theodore Roosevelt did and other people did at the turn of the 20th century, for America's national economic health. We need to rebuild our country.
We're talking about renewal.
We are talking about renewal of the American spirit. And I am a spiritual person, a Christian, and I noticed that Trump mentioned God at least a half a dozen times, it seemed like.
I hate that.
Speech. So the origin, even, of some of this impetus is clear in his thinking. And I tell you, people on the right, people in evangelical circles, strong Catholics, appreciate what the president is saying.
Well, we definitely, need to get you in there as the ambassador to the European Union. I'd say that's probably the second most important, if not the most important, after the ambassador to the UN, obviously. And again, they've got you here in the newspapers as if you were already the nominee. So that's how they're seeing it. This is the New York Post. It says, why Europe fears this great U.S. ambassador. The website's tedmalik.com. What else can we do, as I bring Dr. Corsi in here briefly, what else can we do to help ensure, I know you've also written a lot of books as well, to make sure that this new nationalism, what I call 1776 worldwide, the American example worldwide, not physical force, but the American spirit of renaissance, reborn for renewal of the whole planet. This is what we need, not a UN global corporate elite dictatorship coming in, dictating the terms of human surrender to the technocracy. What can we do to have Trump fully nominate you and then try to somehow finesse you into the position and have the EU accept it?
Well, there are two things. Obviously, in the first hand, we have to remind Donald Trump that I've had this conversation and that I'm the best candidate, I think, to represent that point of view in Europe because of qualifications. And frankly, because, I've spent all this time in Europe and understand and can constructively talk with them. I'm not there, to be their arch enemy. I just have to bring them our point of view. And secondly, I think if the European Union wants to make me persona non grata, which is what they say, it would be a badge of honor to make me PNG in Brussels and actually say we won't accept an ambassador from the United States who has Trump's point of view. I think we should then do two things. Send them no ambassador and deal with them only on a bilateral basis.
Yes.
And secondly, remove their ambassador from Washington, D.C.
Because if they're not going to accept our ambassador, that's usually what you do right before a war happens.
Correct.
I mean, it's just unprecedented, the arrogance. Well, you look at arrogance in history. Hitler, as you know, just a week before he finally got killed or committed suicide there under the chancellery in Berlin, still thought he was going to beat the Russians and the Allies, was totally delusional, and his people still believed him. Now, I think we're far from that, but we're getting close. Where nationalism's exploding, it's so popular, and this globalism is unelected, so disconnected, so corrupt. I mean, they're never going to be able to have this private corporate world government with a whole socialist bent to it when there's opposition to it. They're losing ground everywhere. They back the very worst actors like, radical Islam. They're just horrible people who are so disconnected that they don't get it. So, I think we need to explain to them, you're going to lose. You need to get with the program and believe in humanity again, instead of having this eugenics view of, cut off the resources, enslave the people while they themselves live like kings. Let's bring in Dr. Jerome Corsi, who I know is a big, a booster of, Trump trying to ram you through, which I think is a good move, play the Trump card on him. I think this is a great idea, Dr. Corsi. Again, the New York Post and folks, act like he's already the ambassador. How do we get this through?
Well, I've known Ted for a long time, and he's the best choice. I was with Ted and Nigel Farage during the inauguration. Ted has the very strong support of all the Brexit leaders. He will represent accurately and strongly President Trump's position to the EU. This is what frightens the EU, and it is really astounding. By the way, Ted is a Theodore Roosevelt, President Roosevelt descendant. He is a PhD. He's very strongly regarded both in academics. He's been on the international stage, but he's not a globalist. This is the remarkable thing about Ted Malik. He's been at Davos. He's actually run the Aspen Institute. He's run them both, but he's done it always with a perspective of the United States.
And that's why they don't like him, just like Bannon from Goldman Sachs. He's been inside the systems. He knows how to work it. He's been at the highest levels, but he's going to represent us. That's why they're scared.
That's right. He didn't drink their Kool-Aid. He went along with the internationalism, but from a perspective,
just like Rex Tillerson did to be able to stay where he was at, but quietly fighting it the whole time.
Precisely. And this is really what the core of Donald Trump's strength is, and the reason, key reason he was elected. The American people do not want to become part of some godless global system. Unelected officials in Brussels telling us what to do. We want the United States of America. We want the Constitution. We want, the freedoms that our founding fathers gave us in a Judeo-Christian nation that was born with principles that have been astounding in terms of their ability to protect liberty.
Sure, and people that are watching on TV all recognize Ted Malik, but I should have said Aspen Institute, one of the most elite international organizations. People say, well, then why do you want him? Because over the years, he's always fought to keep sovereignty and to promote free market systems, and now he'll be able to help dynamite these tentacles of control that are bringing us down and turn the whole world free. That's why we need him, and I sure hope that Trump does this.
Well, you're exactly right. Alex, he ran Davos for over 10 years.
I forgot that. Ran Davos. And he's saying Davos is dead. I should have intro'd this. I never hype things like I should. The man that ran Davos and the Aspen Institute is saying that the New World Order that they've set up is dead and that we need to have nations create a new global alliance to empower humanity. That is absolutely incredible. No wonder they don't want him in there.
Well, I helped Ted get his memoirs published 2 years ago because it's a remarkable story of, someone who's been on the globalist stage at the highest level, running it, running Davos, running the Aspen Institute in the United Nations in Geneva. Ted has pedigree credentials of the New World Order, but Ted has constantly said that we need to preserve American sovereignty. He was a supporter of Donald Trump.
And notice, all you know is the globalists are against Trump. The globalists are against Ted Malik because they understand that. They fear the understanding he has. So I should have intro'd this. Let me do it again now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Ted Malik, the man that ran Davos, the public Bilderberg group for 10 years, that ran the Aspen Institute, the guy that knows where all the bodies are buried, that has the keys to the kingdom, who's quietly been trying to stop the system forever. Donald Trump wants to send him to be the EU ambassador, and they're trying to blow that up right now. This is incredible. Well, Ted, in closing, how do we make sure, again, the listeners, that you're the man that Trump forces through?
Well, there's a little bit of exaggeration or hyperbole in my good friend Jerry's presentation of my biography. I never really ran Davos. I was only on the executive board for, I think, 4 or 5 years. But
So you were only on the executive board of Davos. You're a nobody.
I have at least some degree of humility, like Vice President Pence, which I...
Yeah, we need humility, you're right.
...is strongest.
But I'm just excited if you get in there and be able to help bring down the EU. Oh, sorry.
If people in the United States could support my being involved, whether it's in this role or another role, I think that I could help the Trump effort, particularly on the international front.
Absolutely. Well, Mr. Malik, thank you so much. People can find out more about your books at tedmalik.com. MSM is going to attack him being on the show. That's good. We don't want to be with the system. We are the folks trying to remove the globalist elite. And we need somebody like Mr. Malik who knows how to burn this thing down and restore the republic. All right, we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Thank you, Dr. Corsi, as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready. With Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Your torch is a wisdom. So we have Ian right there.
What's his name?
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
I'm Alex Jones, your host. Now, that's a promo we've been running for about 4 years. And I intended to take the government back. I intended to promote national sovereignty worldwide. I intended to promote prosperity. I intended to promote Renaissance, because Renaissance was Europe coming out of the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages, with centralized groups that had books and machines and hot air balloons and everything else. They just didn't want the public to have it. So if you tried to be an apothecary and have some herbs to treat illness, they'd kill you and say you were a witch. All knowledge was under attack. You had the false revolution in France that was the left-hand path, Jacobin Satanism. That's mainline history books. That's the leftist today. And I've had historians on, Lord Monckton, he concurs, you name it. I talk about all the witches and devil worshippers nationally in Rolling Stone and CNN calling for Trump's death last Friday and Saturday in mass rituals. And what did they do? They have articles out in Right Wing Watch, you name it, saying I'm crazy, imagining that we're fighting a cultist. I'm not the weirdo that believes in all that. They do. But our revolution, our 1776, was the Renaissance, the real one. There's always a counterfeit. So we're looking at the reality of things, and they can't say, oh, there's no world government, oh, there's no occult, or there's no this, there's no that. Now, I knew who Ted Malik was, but guests sneak up on me. And of course, he, you know, has known Trump for 40 years, been involved in the State Department and done all sorts of, you know, things as a consultant and banking, you name it. So he's got a bigger pedigree, not just in journalism, three-time number one New York Times bestseller, guy that changed, admittedly, at least one election's outcome. You know, he's credited with that. Probably three. But the point is, he knows a lot of people. And so at the inauguration, I saw him walking by, said hi to me. He's with Farage and, of course, Ted Malik. And I'm like, I recognize that guy. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And, of course, they were already billing him in the news as the ambassador, because that's who Trump wants. But the EU is saying don't do it. But then I started remembering when I was reading his bio, I was like, head of the Aspen Institute. And I was like, and I remember reading in mainstream news his bio, you know, the head of Davos, you know, on the executive board. That's heading up Davos. And I was like, whoa, man, this guy's. But then I did some more looking right before I went on air, and he was the nationalist view in there, wanting people to countries to work together but not transfer all the power, critic of TPP. So I would say he's an internationalist. That's how they sold a lot of young people back when my dad was a young person on top of his class, is they called you in, we're going to create an international order, and the U.S. is going to run it, and we're going to empower the planet. It was 1776 worldwide. But then you learn later that's not really what it is. Once you get to higher level Harvard PhDs, like Henry Kissinger got, or Francis Boyle got. And Boyle's been at the highest levels, and he's exposed the whole thing because he was there. They were intending him to do all this, but he was a sleeper cell, just like Trump was. Trump knew this stuff before I was born, as of course he said. I mean, he learned from Roy Cohn 10 years, his lawyer, who was in all the secret papers, how our government funded communism, the Bolsheviks, all of it, and he was trying to stop that. So there's always been a resistance before I was born to this. The question is, why does the EU not want Ted Malik? Because they know. I was telling Corsi during the break, I said, is this his rehabilitation, you know, coming on the Alex Jones show? And he said, well, he's been rehabilitated for a while. So it's not that I'm endorsing a globalist. I'm explaining we better get ready to win. We better get ready for mass defections over to our side. We better get ready to actually restore all this. I keep saying I wasn't up here saying this all these years just to, you know, scare people. It was real. We got involved. You took action. Everywhere, nationalism surging, optimism surging, the globalist model of making us poor and dependent is in trouble. What we're fighting is a very ugly, stinking, failed, criminal, authoritarian, criminal ideology. It's easy to beat. If you have confidence, call their bluff and move forward. And we're playing the Trump card. So I'm going to give, of course, about 5-10 minutes to have the floor. Just not even so much about Malik. Him some too, but just getting ready to win, getting ready to overturn the globalists. You understand? They always try to brand us as, oh, look at Jones is upset. Jones is angry sometimes. Look, he's a loser. They played clips on Fox News last night of going, look, he says he's setting brush fires in the minds of men and women. In fact, while he's talking, try to find this on Media Matters, where they have it on the Five, they have the Democrat that's on there, whatever his name is, Democratic strategist. And I forget his name. And they're playing it like it's funny and like I'm stupid, saying, we're awake. We're taking action. We're human. We're finding our will again. We're getting up off the couch. We're killing our apathy. They're like, ah, that's funny. Because they want to keep you on the couch, folks. And even Fox News, all these backhanded attacks on Trump, it's about controlling conservative opposition. That's what Murdoch's always wanted. And he tried this coup last year with Ailes. It still didn't work, did it? Everyone rejected Megyn Kelly. She destroyed herself. She self-immolated. So they've got a very, very delicate balancing act to do. But going back to Dr. Corsi, Washington, and Doc, I'm going to go ahead and sign the lease today. The folks came through the last week and a half buying the products and things. We made back about half the money that we lost with Google denying us to be able to advertise on the Google platform. Incredible discrimination, but I want to thank the listeners. So I have faith in the listeners that we'll make up the rest and be able to expand this year in the face of it. Plus, it's our duty. We're going to do it. So I'll get that lease signed today or tomorrow, and then we can sign the deal to get some obvious, probably rented furniture, computers, whatever you need. Let's just get it in there and start staffing it, because it's our duty to take these guys on, especially now that we're starting to win. But can you speak about Malik himself? And then you're the super nationalist, that guy that even more than Lou Dobbs, who deserves great credit and had top ratings on CNN, and they fired him, and that's why they're in the tank. Who would the lone guy out there writing books, going on TV almost every week with Lou Dobbs, WorldNet Daily, coming on this show, saying globalism, TPP, NAFTA, GATT, Trans-Pacific Partnership, getting the secret documents with Judicial Watch. I'm not trying to build you up. I want folks to know how we beat them in the past. We were way behind then. So if you're endorsing this guy, I'm just going to go off your endorsement, even though I have actually put him on TV before, talked about Davos, and said, look at this scum. And just in general, I've said, look at this scum. I haven't seen bad stuff from Alex Dunn, but I mean, I'm just, if you vouch for him, because we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. You know, I know Trump read your books. A lot of his views are also based on what you've done. So let's just say you've already culturally shaped this second American Revolution. So if, you know, a guy that's like right up there with Patrick Henry or you know, John Adams or somebody, who was the beer brewer? Sam Adams. I'd compare you like a Sam Adams. You know, you're a business guy, successful, out there spending your money, your treasure to get the word out as an American ideologue. Let's talk about Malik, and let's talk about the phenomenon. If we've got to get out of the phenomenon of being losers, not that we ever were, or the outside group, we have to get ready to go in, restore the republic, and then deliver to break the back of back, as I've said, as you've said, as Bannon has said, of collectivism. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you're exactly right. We've been fighting this battle for a long time. Malik, I've known for years. Malik was never a globalist. He always. Yes, he went to the UN. He had a position in Geneva. He worked with Davos at the highest levels. He ran the Aspen Institute. But he's an American, descendant of Theodore Roosevelt, PhD, taught at Yale. He's taught at Oxford. His credentials are impeccable. He's known at the highest levels of the business community internationally. He's very modest, but I've seen him run seminars with 200 of the biggest companies, you know, on a constant basis for years for some of the major accounting firms. Ted is internationally well known, but the unique thing about Ted Malik, and this is why I endorse him, it's why I work with him so strongly, got his memoirs published, is that he never believed the lies of the globalists. And he went to Davos, he went to Aspen thinking that he could fight it, thinking that he could still preserve the fundamental values. Ted's always been a constitutionalist. He's always been very religious, very determined Christian, and always determined to have the values of our Constitution and Founding Fathers be preserved. Now, it was a losing battle to think that we could transform the global organizations, and Ted realized this. The remarkable thing is that he's from the inside, Ted Malik, testifying to how morally depraved, how empty, how completely at a loss, how much of a failure the EU is, the United Nations, all the globalist dream, the International Monetary Fund, the idea that we're going to go to this transnational world government. Ted Malik has fought this for at least the last 20 years, maybe 30 years of his career. And I introduced Malik to Donald Trump. And I also, you know, was working very strongly with Nigel Farage. I've worked with a whole group in the Brexit movement. We're reaching across to Europe, where Ted Malik frightens so deeply the Europeans is because he is highly intelligent. He's got the credentials. He's been there. And from the inside, he knows how morally depraved, how completely vacuous, how cynical, and how dangerous these New World Order organizations are. So Ted has fought issues like against the Trans-Pacific Partnership. I mean, his book is really worth reading. His book on Aspen, Davos, his whole experience with the memoirs, I really strongly recommend. And I, you know, spending time with Nigel Farage and Ted, I can tell you that the Europeans who are with Trump view Ted Malik as one of their strongest allies. Ted published over 40 editorials supporting Trump. He's been on the BBC constantly. His life has been threatened. The EU has said that if Donald Trump dares to nominate Ted Malik as EU ambassador, that the EU won't accept him, will reject him. Now, how ridiculous is that? I mean, you've got a European Union thinking that they can tell the United States of America that they won't accept our ambassador And I think Donald Trump will have the courage to look at this nomination. Steve Bannon has been very strongly supportive of Ted Malik. Ted has gone through all the different rungs. He's really strongly been interviewed. He's been
sure,
to the
that's why the EU doesn't want him, and that tells you everything you need to know. In fact, so I revise what I said. It's not his rehabilitation even with the public. It's that he's been on the inside, and I know so many other people like on the left, Joseph Stiglitz, who's won a Nobel Prizes for economics and another Nobel Prize. He left in 2002. A bunch of documents got leaked, and he said, "I don't care if it's leftist or right wingers inside the global system. Globalism was sold on the idea of helping the poor and building up civilization. Instead, it's a race to the bottom, ripping people off, consolidating countries, and imploding them. And now the mega banks, they want to take over the Europe and the U.S. and implode them and suck them dry. I'm warning everyone." So that was a 2002 warning. He came on the show. And so now it's not just, Stiglitz, it's people like Malik. There are good people that are on the inside who tried to fix it on the inside. In fact, that's what Francis Boyle, who has that top PhD, they only give one of a year, that secret PhD, basically, at Harvard. I know you're aware of that. And where they actually tell you how it all works and how to be a top technician. Only one of them a year. And he already actually knew about it and then didn't use it once he got it. So, the point is there's not many of these people that actually have been given the globalist inside scoop who then actually oppose it. That's why they don't want him in there.
Well, and Alex, I may never mention this to you, but when I was at Harvard, I got my PhD at Harvard. Harvard paid my entire tuition. They paid me to go to Harvard. I was paid $1,000 a month to be at Harvard at that time. I was finished with all my requirements at the end of about a year. I had 4 years to be there. I was given full rein of whatever I wanted to do at Harvard or MIT. But I never paid a penny to go to Harvard. They invited me to come and paid the entire tuition and all the, books and other costs.
But at the end, they wanted you to serve the New World Order.
Well, and they did, and that was one of the, just like Ted, I wouldn't do it. The New World Order is at its heart satanic and its death. It is basically wanting to reduce the population of the United States and the world, actually. Reduce the population of the world. It's an elitist organization where the elite thinks that they can tell all the rest of the people on the face of the earth what to do. It has no respect for people, this elite. It's constantly wanting to create wars, control money. It's corrupt on the inside.
Well, look at how they admit Bill and Melinda Gates won a world government headed up by Chelsea, but now they're saying they want it to be Oprah Winfrey to run in 2020. They believe she will defeat Trump and bring in what Hillary couldn't.
Yeah, well, come on, Oprah, give it a try. I mean, she's never really sustained what it takes to be president. Donald Trump has been at this since the 1990s. Read Roger Stone's book, The Making of the President, 2016. This was not a new idea from Donald
Absolutely.
Trump.
Absolutely, and I've talked to Roger. He doesn't like to brag because then they use it and, try to make Trump mad or whatever. It's a constant manipulation. Alex is Trump's brain. Roger is Trump's brain. And it's not that Trump's weak-minded and it manipulates him. It just continually is shoved in there by the people that are working against us. And so Roger doesn't like to brag about it, but I know you guys go way back, and it's admitted. Ronald Reagan even wrote on a letter. He said, this guy's going to be president. There's something about him. And as you said, 40 years ago, and you wrote this 15 years ago, you said Donald Trump's going to be president.
Yeah, I've thought it since I first met him. 40 years ago, I thought Donald Trump would be president. And Donald Trump is a highly intelligent guy. He's very, very smart, and he's a very effective leader. And he fundamentally agrees with us, and he has always fundamentally agreed with us.
In fact, his formative years, and nobody wants to say this, were with the most hardcore right-wingers in New York that knew all the secrets that ran the Un-American Activities Committee. I mean, he literally, his lawyer, confidant, top advisor, mentor, Roy Cohn, who Hollywood demonizes, abs super hard-nosed, that's where Donald Trump got much of his worldview.
That's right. See, Donald Trump, it doesn't need anybody's coaching. He doesn't need any. He'll think for himself. But he's got around him some very good people. Ted Malik has been a major influence in Europe. Ted's taken a lot of flack for this. His life has been threatened. He's been demeaned.
Oh, I could see it in his body language. He knows he's doing the right thing. And I could tell he's pretty, not freaked out, but you could tell he was like a guy walking in front of a firing squad.
Well, and he'll continue to.
Can you imagine a top globalist just walks on our show and says, "I'm working against this," and as you said, behind the scenes, because I know there's been a whole Americana agenda within globalism. In fact, some say it was even planned, but that gets a little too sophisticated.
Well, and you know, all these Bob Beckles who attacked you on Fox, I saw that. Bob Beckel is a hack. He's attacked me. I mean, you know, he's had an alcoholic past. He's it's hard to tell whether he's more objectionable or Juan Williams or even now Shep Stewart and Shepard Smith. And you've got Chris Wallace on Sunday bashing Trump. Fox is no longer a conservative network the way it was. I'm sorry to say that, but it's just not. You've got Hannity, who's very strong, and others who are very yet conservative.
But other than that, it's constant, because I watch it when I exercise in the morning and at night when I go to bed. It's backhanded attacks constantly and distant and like, oh, he said the media is the enemy. That's like a dictator. He said the fake news is the enemy. Again, even Fox News, Shep Smith is disgusting. It's disgusting.
And they attack you, Alex, and InfoWars, because you've been so effective, because you've developed across the country attachment to a large middle class that Richard Nixon used to call the silent majority. I mean, I saw it with Ronald Reagan. The elite in the United States, the elite around the world, the GOP establishment all hated Ronald Reagan.
That's right. Let's talk about, now that Trump's delivering and really is in charge now, that speech last night, how the elite strike back.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath. In the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
please. I was just talking to Zach, one of our researchers in there. He's a guy, you see, pulling up the articles almost as fast as I can stand. He's like, oh, yeah, Ted Malik, he just read like 20 articles about the globalists in the last decade, threw him off everything, went after him, because he was openly criticizing him, and I guess in their private councils doing it. So I should have introduced the guy as a hero. The head of the Aspen Institute doesn't get more elite than that. That's like Davos U.S. on the board of the Davos Group. That is so prestigious. And I remember hearing him on the show and then seeing his face, and I'd already done research. I was like, wow. And Dr. Corsi's endorsing this guy, so now I really feel good about what Dr. Corsi's saying and doing. How could Trump not put this guy in as the ambassador? I want to talk about how the empire is going to strike back here, Dr. Corsi. But first, going back to you just briefly here, how about the phenomenon of the Liberty Movement thinking we're always supposed to be in the hills waiting for the U.N. troops to come? I always said, no, take over your city councils, run for office, our ideas are bulletproof. No army can stop an idea whose time has come, to quote the French philosopher and statesman Victor Hugo. Now is the time. And so we're having victory. We're not offering some utopia like the communist or socialist or one worlders. We're not even saying we shouldn't have global alliances, but it has to be deals based on sovereignty and based on equity and based on humanity and based on basic principles. And so, wow, great job. I know you've known Malik a long time, but getting him to come on the Alex Jones show, he obviously knew what he was doing. He has really crossed the Rubicon with the globalists now.
Well, he wanted to be on the Alex Jones show. We've talked about it for quite a long time. He thinks, and I think, the Alex Jones audience is the most effective audience in America. And this is the group that has elected Trump. And I've been writing about Malik for a long time, but this was the key today. Because I think if our audience says to Donald Trump, this is an important ambassador position. And
he's published books. I didn't even know this. Inside Davos, Inside Globalism, Inside Aspen. Talk about inside, he ran them. Wow. I mean, no wonder they don't want him in there.
Well, and this is the key. I mean, he has seen it from the inside. So Ted Malik.
And what's it tell you? Trump wants to be like Theodore Roosevelt. This guy's name, Theodore Roosevelt Malik.
In fact, one of the first articles Ted wrote was how Donald Trump resembles Theodore Roosevelt and how his brand of speaking to the people, going back to the fundamental values of America, was the Theodore Roosevelt approach that really worked. And Donald Trump, in many ways, has characteristics similar to the Roosevelt.
I know you've got to go, but we got to go to break. Can you do 5 more minutes to talk about how you think the empire is going to strike back?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to come right back to Dr. Corsi in a moment. I've got a plug, okay, because you know the enemy's doing all sorts of stuff behind the scenes, too, which is, I understand it. I'm not complaining. I'm in a war. Just know, this is a war. They're not just trying to pull our funding. It's everything else you can imagine. Please go get the T-shirts, Trump Pence 2020, Keeping America Great on the front, America First in 1776, Infowars.com on the back. To get in the face of the bullies, to spread the word, to meet like-minded patriots. And we are about to stop. As soon as this shirt comes in next week, and pre-order it, get it $9.95. It goes up to $19.95 when we get it in next week. Pre-order now, you'll be the first to get it. Hillary for President 2017, George Soros, deport George Soros in the back. I'm going to stop selling these as well. So we're not making any more of those. This is the new shirt I want to focus on, Trump Pence 2020, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And today's the final day, the mega specials that we launched last week when they censored us, trying to raise capital back. I've got to stop because a lot of stuff's starting to sell out. Brainforce, Survival Shield, Super Male, Super Female, they're all amazing products, 5-star reviews on third-party sites. Check them out for yourself, Caveman, Paleo, and so much more. It's all selling out as we speak, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for the support. You are the resistance. You're supporting yourself, and God bless you. And please don't forget those prayers. We need them. I'm praying for you.